You know, I was preparing for this segment here on the Ralphie Radio Show, and I realized I've only been on one blind date. It went okay. It wasn't bad. It didn't end up working out, but she was a nice girl. Anyways, that's really besides the point. Spring and summer right around the corner. You're getting ready to hit the dating scene perhaps this summer. How about five characteristics of a dangerous blind date? Dr. Annabelle Charbit joins me now from New York City. She's the author of the novel A Life Lived Ridiculously. Dr. Charbit, I'm a little alarmed at the first of five characteristics of a dangerous blind date. Charisma and charm. I thought women were looking for that in a guy, Doc.
Well, on its own, it's absolutely fine. But when it's coupled with the other characteristics, you want to be careful. Specifically, if the person's a really smooth talker, they have, you know, grandiose stories, and if they really sweep you off your feet. I mean, that's wonderful, and that's what we all want. But yeah, I just say you want to be careful and look out for accompanying characteristics.
Or you're like me, and you're not so much of a smooth talker, and then you're screwed either which way, I guess, Doc. But what are you going to do? That's life, I suppose.
Oh, no.
All right, let's get to the second characteristic of a dangerous blind date. Enormous ego. This seems a little more obvious.
Yes, so if the person who you're sitting across from is telling you that they're the smartest, richest, and most successful person in the world and is literally filling your head with fantastic stories about how they're the CEO of this company and they're sort of working for the government in this secret mission and all these, and they sound like they've lived like they're living nine lives all at the same time, definitely be on the lookout.
They say, you know, the people that talk the most usually know the least, so definitely be on the lookout for that. Five characteristics of a dangerous blind date. We're talking with Dr. Annabelle Charbit. Number three, overly attentive. Now, again, Doc, this is something that I feel like women are looking for.
I know. That's why these sociopaths are so successful.
Yes.
So, yes, I mean, if you go on one date and before you know it, the person is declaring their undying love, calling you, texting, emailing, wanting to be with you every second. I mean, totally, once again, sweeping you off your feet. Be suspicious, because if they mean it, then they're not going to be in that much of a hurry.
Right. I guess there's a big difference between attentive and overly attentive. Number four, lies and gaps in their story. Again, this is something that seems a little more obvious.
Yeah, now this is a big one. Basically, if you dig deeper into any of their fantastical stories and things start to not stack up or they start to get defensive and cagey, then you know you're onto something and you probably just want to not even bother stick around and find out what's wrong. Just get away. Just run.
And definitely you don't want to get to this fifth one if that is the case as we wrap up the five characteristics of a dangerous blind date with Dr. Annabelle Charbit. The person moves fast. Again, I guess that can get a little scary now, huh?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. If they're instantly proclaiming that you're their true love and their soulmate, if they want to move in together after the second date and get married after the third, again, you know, ask yourself, why are they in such a hurry? What's their agenda? What's going on?
We'll post the characteristics and this segment on the Ralphie Radio Show blog. Five characteristics of a dangerous blind date. Again, her novel, A Life Lived Ridiculously. Dr. Annabelle Charbit, thank you as always for the 411.
Thank you. Thank you very much.